Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So we are reading Numbers chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they bring you a red heifer without blemish, in which there is no defect, or on which a yoke has never come. You shall give it to Eleazar the priest, that he may take it outside the camp, and it shall be slaughtered before him. And Eleazar the priest shall take some of its blood with his finger, and sprinkle some of its blood seven times directly in front of the tabernacle of meeting. Then the heifer shall be burned in his sight, its hide, its flesh, its blood, and its offal shall be burned." Verse 6. "And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet, and cast them into the midst of the fire, burning the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, he shall bathe in water, and afterwards he shall come into the camp. The priest shall be unclean until evening. And the one who burns it shall wash his clothes in water and bathe in water, and shall be unclean until evening. Then a man who is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer," please underline ashes of the heifer, "and store them outside the camp in a clean place, and they shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for the water of purification. It is for purifying from sin." Verse 10. "And the one who gathers the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. It shall be a statute forever to the children of Israel and to the stranger who dwells among them." May the Lord add his anointing, his blessing, his understanding, even unto the reading of his word. Amen. So we are speaking about the Lord Jesus. We are trying to discover the Lord Jesus in the pages of the Bible. He is the Word of God. And if the Bible is God's Word, then Jesus must be everywhere. Hallelujah. Actually, the whole Bible is about the Lord Jesus Christ from Genesis to Revelations. That is why it ends in the book of the revelation of Jesus. That's the climax. The whole thing is about revealing Jesus Christ. And Jesus must be revealed to all of us. Why? Because he is actually the person who made us. So it is easy to see Jesus. It should be easy, I should say, to see Jesus being the maker of everything. Because if I make something, my fingerprints will be on what I make. And the fingerprints is unique to everybody. So Jesus' fingerprints must be around us, must be around everything that we see around. Hallelujah. So God wants to reveal Jesus in everything that is around us. And we want to see Jesus in some places in the Old Testament. And Numbers chapter 19 is one of such places. Over there we see that God establishes a statute, which he says that is binding on the whole people of Israel forever. All right? A statute is something that is binding. You cannot take yourself out of it. Like if we have a statutory public holiday, it means that you are supposed to observe it. That day, it should be observed by you as a public holiday, because it is a statutory public holiday, or it is established by statute, by the law of parliament. So God, being the lawgiver, also gives us a statute. And in those statute in the Old Testament, the people of Israel were supposed to bring to Moses and Aaron a red heifer. A heifer is a female cow, a young female cow that has not brought forth before. You know, they were supposed to bring this red cow to Moses and Aaron for the cow to be killed and the ashes and the body burnt and used for the purification of the people of Israel, purifying them from sin. And Jesus Christ fulfills this scripture or this statute in Numbers chapter 19, because he is the one who was killed and who was burnt in the fires of affliction so that we will be purified, all humans will be purified from their sin. Now I want us to go to verse 2 and begin to break some things down. The first thing I want us to note is the red heifer. The red heifer is a very strange animal, because to have a red cow is not the normal thing. You can have a brown cow, but this time God says that I am demanding a red cow. Bring a red cow. It speaks to the uniqueness of our Lord Jesus. He is unique totally. He is made in the likeness of man, or if you like, in the likeness of sinful flesh, according to Romans chapter 8 verse 3. But his flesh was not our type that was prone to sin, or that is prone to sin. The flesh of Jesus, I should say rather, was holy. It was holy flesh. It could sin, or it was prone to sin, but it was not a sinful flesh. It was in the likeness of sinful flesh. Okay? So that is how unique the body of Jesus Christ was. And he was supposed to be a female cow, because in the Bible, the female stands for the passive or the practical, and the male stands for the active or the ceremonial. So this red heifer is Jesus, and he's supposed to be passive towards his killing. So Jesus Christ was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and everybody who was around was amazed that he did not resist his being killed. He was not active. He just surrendered himself, as it were, to his crucifix. So that is how Jesus Christ becomes the red heifer over here. It also teaches us one thing, that when we should give a sacrifice to God, which is acceptable, which will be accepted by God, then we should approach the sacrifice like Jesus approached his death. We should not be active. We should let our own works die, our own righteousness die, our own efforts die. In other words, we should not let our efforts be active before God. We should not parade what we have done or how nice we are before the Lord. We should be passive. We should just rely upon what Jesus has done to approach the Lord, and not be active about what we have done and how deserving we are of the blessings we are seeking God for. Hallelujah. So this red heifer is Jesus, who is not active. That's why it's a female cow God demanded. Actually, in the world at the time, there was an Egyptian deity who demanded red bull. That's the male version. He demanded a red bull, an Egyptian deity. But God said that he wanted a red heifer, a female one. Hallelujah. The Egypt is talking about the world system. And then what we are reading is a prophetic, a prophecy of the kingdom system that God wanted to brought, wanted to bring. Okay? So, whereas in Egypt, in the world, you parade, you are active, you have to be strong, you have to, that is strong in yourself, you know, you have to parade your works and things like that. Yet, in the kingdom system, in the system brought by our Lord Jesus, you are passive like him. You are passive to your works, passive to what your efforts have been, and you rather lift up what Jesus Christ has done for us. So let's move on. This heifer is supposed to be without blemish, in which there is no defect, and on which a yoke has never come. That is how our Lord Jesus Christ is. This is a picture of Jesus. Jesus is without defect, or I should say, when he came on earth, he was without defect. He was without blemish. Inside and out, he was just good. He was just perfect and ready to be offered to God as a pleasing sacrifice. You must understand that in the Old Testament, God didn't like for the people of Israel to bring him an offering that had blemish in it. In other words, maybe the goat or the lamb that you are bringing to God is lame in the feet, okay, or is blind in the eye, or has a disease on its body. You cannot offer that one for God to be pleased with it. You see? So, Jesus Christ, as an offering to God on our behalf, was just perfect inside and out. Peter said that he did no sin. Paul said that he knew no sin. And John said that in him was no sin. So physically he did no sin. In his soul, in his mind, he knew no sin. And in his heart, John said in him was no sin. This is how wonderful our Lord Jesus was. And he was a perfect slice of masculine beauty, if you like, or handsomeness. Jesus, his eyes were set. I mean, it wasn't squinted. His eyebrows were set, not like some of us who our eyebrow one is higher than the other. If you put a ruler there, you see that it's not very set. Jesus wasn't like that. If he should smile at you, his dental formula was perfect. It wasn't with defect. Not that the teeth was misarranged, or the left side, the 16, you are supposed to have 32, the 16 is different from the right side 16. Is it Jesus? If he smiled at you, you would just love him. And the Bible says that he is the fairest among 10,000s, because he had to physically be without defect. Sometimes, human as we are, my tailor, for example, told me that my right hand was bigger than my left hand. And most men, you see that is true, that your right is bigger than your left, or longer than your left, and our legs are not very even. Our toenails, you see that there are differences and stuff like that. But Jesus was perfect. From head to toe, he was the perfect person. God said that he prepared him a body. His body was specially prepared. Wow. And giving God's blood, because the blood always comes from the Father. It was giving God's blood so that when he dies, when he lives that perfect life, he doesn't let this body that he had, which although was not a sinful body but was prone to sin, provided he kept it away from sin and he sacrificed himself on the cross, God will be so pleased that he will take all humanity in just by that sacrifice that he will be pleased with. So that is how our Lord Jesus Christ was. He was just nice physically looking and nice spiritually looking, perfect physically looking and perfect spiritually looking. Hallelujah. And he kept that perfection until he died on the cross.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. So that he will be without blemish, he will be without defect. And the Bible says that the Haifa should not have any yoke coming upon it. In other words, he should not be carrying a baggage. And all human beings actually carry baggages from our ancestry, so to speak. We carry various genetic defects. We carry spiritual bondages and curses and limitations and all that. But the Bible says that Jesus had no yoke from his ancestry. He was so perfect that if he maintained it and offered himself willingly to God, he was going to be so pleasing to God that God will just accept and then accept all those that he sacrificed himself for, because they cannot meet God's standard. He can do it on their behalf. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 3. And you shall give it to Eleazar the priest, that he may take it outside the camp, and it shall be slaughtered before him. This Eleazar is actually the son of Aaron. And the name Eleazar means God is helper. El is God, like El Shaddai, Elohim. And Ezer means helper. This Eleazar is prophetic of the Holy Spirit, and his role, or the role of the Holy Spirit, in the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Eleazar is supposed to take this red heifer that Israel has betrayed and given to Moses and Aaron, and he's supposed to take this heifer outside the camp, outside the dwelling place where the human beings were, or where the people of Israel were. That is why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 11, that for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary of the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp. In other words, go outside the box. Go outside the world system. Go outside where human beings and their low thinking is. Go outside and meet him, because he is outside the camp. Died outside the camp on a hill called Golgotha. Hallelujah. And Golgotha means a place of the skull. Jesus Christ died to liberate our heads. Hallelujah. He did something about our heads, not just about our heart. It's a total thing. Hallelujah. Because the word of God that we hear has to pass through our head into our hearts. So he has to die at the place of the skull, so that our heads will be screwed on right. And then we shall take his word, and it shall sink into our hearts. Wonderful. So Eleazar is supposed to take the red heifer outside the dwelling place of the people, so that he will die over there. And the role that the Holy Spirit played in Jesus' death is in the book of Hebrews also. It tells us that Jesus Christ was helped by the Holy Spirit to die. So Hebrews 9:14 says that, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So the Holy Spirit helped Jesus to die. The Bible says that it pleased the Father to bruise him. It was God himself who was, as it were, bruising his son. It pleased him. Can you imagine that? It pleased God, your only begotten son. You catch your son and you are knifing your son left, right, center, and you are pleased with it. You wonder what is going on. I can tell you what is going on. The Holy Spirit helped Jesus to offer himself to God without spot because God was looking at the human beings outside the camp who should be born again, whom somebody must die for, so that he will not just have an only begotten son, but so that all men can become his sons when they acknowledge what he has done. Because God so loved the world, it pleased the Father to be stabbing his son from 12 midday to 3 in the evening. Jesus was undergoing suffering on the cross. The Bible says that there was literal darkness in the land, and Jesus' body was absorbing everything. He said, "Why have you forsaken me? My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Because he saw that it was his Father who was kind of doing all this to him. Because God so loved the world, he had to sacrifice his son for you and for me. Hallelujah. So that is what Eliezer did. Through the eternal spirit, Jesus offered himself. In other words, the Holy Spirit or God helped Jesus Christ to die in order for us to receive purification from sin and from the derivatives of sin, like curses, poverty, sickness, shame, confusion. Hallelujah. Now look at the latter part of verse 4. "And Eliezer shall take some of his blood with his finger and sprinkle some of his blood 7 times, that's perfectly, directly in front of the tabernacle of meeting." So on that cross or outside the camp, Eliezer takes the blood and sprinkles it 7 times towards where the human beings were. What do you think it is for? It is so that the human beings will be cleansed by the blood of the red heifer. And that is what the Holy Spirit did. Unbeknown to us, when Jesus died on the cross, the Holy Spirit took the blood and sprinkled it on all men, so that all men will become clean before God. That is why Acts chapter 11 verse 9 said that what God has cleansed, call no man common or unclean. God has done something about every human being. God has done something about unbelievers. He has taken away all their sins. They think the sin is there, but the sin is not actually there, because he has wiped up all the handwriting of offenses that were contrary to us, and he nailed it on the cross. Hallelujah. He took away our certificate of debt, the debts that we owe to God for living wrongly. In fact, the debt is actually living wrongly. Jesus Christ took that debt from all humanity, nailed it to his cross, and he says that we no more have debts before God. We just have to acknowledge that that Lamb of God, that red heifer, has taken away all the sin. And as soon as you acknowledge it in you, you say it with your mouth, you are saved. Because the thing has already been done in principle. It has already been paid the price. Hallelujah. Wow. Look at verse 5. "Then the heifer shall be bent in his sight." In other words, I've spoken to you about this. It is talking about God afflicting him, bruising him, bringing sicknesses upon him. All the judgments of this world, everything was entering the holy body of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was bent in the fires of affliction, bent to ashes. And he specifies that you should bend its hide, its flesh, its blood, its offal, or the inside intestines with all the contents and all that shall be burnt. In other words, Jesus is supposed to undergo a thorough suffering. From his body inside, everything must suffer about the Lord Jesus Christ. Suffer because of you and me, so that we will have a very nice height, if you like, or skin. We will look young. Hallelujah. We will look nice. Wow. It looked not like a man on the cross, according to Isaiah chapter 52, so that we will look like men. Proper man before the Lord, and it will affect even our physical body, because he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel or his word. So he was supposed to thoroughly suffer for us. Verse 6, and the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet. Note those three items: cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet. Cedar wood is talking about the best of humanity. Wood in the Bible actually speaks about mortality. It's talking about the humanity. Wood in the Bible. So 1 Kings chapter 6, when the temple was being built, it was built of stone, the temple of Solomon. God said they should build it of stone, and God said that they should use cedar wood to panel it, so that when you enter the temple, you will not see any stone, only paneling of cedar wood. And on top of the cedar wood, he said they should put gold all over the place, so that you enter, you see only gold, you don't see even the cedar wood. But behind the gold is the humanity. Behind the humanity is the stones that were used to build the temple. Cedar wood is talking about the best of humanity. Human beings in our best form is the cedar wood. Our best form is filthy before the Lord. So God said that take the best of humanity, burn it. I don't want to see our best, or the best of humanity. I don't want to see it, because it's still filthy. It still stinks before the Lord. Psalm 39 verse 5 or so says, a man at his best form is altogether vanity. That is how God does not like parading humanity before him. Parading, I'm talking about your human excellence, your cedar wood before him. Says, I burn it in the fire. I have judged your humanity. I don't reckon it's something acceptable to me. Burn it. Burn it in the fire, burning the heifer. And then number two is talking about the hyssop. It says, I burn the hyssop. The hyssop is an old cleansing tool in the Bible. Hyssop was a religious herb. It was used, you see, to cleanse people, like African traditional religion. You know, there are some herbs that they use to cleanse people and stuff like that. Israel was using the hyssop. So Psalm 51 verse 7, David said, when he has sinned by sleeping with Bathsheba and by killing Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, David said that, cleanse me with hyssop and I shall be clean. In other words, bring that herb and buff me with it, and I will be clean. God says that all those old time way of getting cleansed, burn it. Hyssop is actually symbolic of religion. It's actually symbolic of the way we were cleansing ourselves before Jesus Christ, the true cleanser, came around. Says, I burn the old one, burn our own ways, burn that thing that I told you to do, which is not my full counsel. It is only half truth. Hallelujah. It's not my full counsel. He says, I burn it. Because he has judged religion, man's ways, man's best cedar wood has been judged, man's best spirituality has been judged also. He said, burn it, I don't want it, because I want my red heifer. That's what I want to see. And then he says, I burn the scarlet. The scarlet is talking about sin. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, though your sin be like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Scarlet is red in color anyway, but sin is scarlet. Scarlet is sin. So our sins have been judged, our best part have been judged, our religiosity, our own ways of trying to please God has also been judged, because he is releasing his own way. He wants us to live, and he wants us to please God by. Says that burn them in the fire, burning the heifer. Verse 7 now. Then the priest shall wash his clothes and shall bathe in water, and afterwards he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until evening. Underline until evening. Verse 8. And the one who burns it shall wash his clothes in water, bathe in water, and shall be unclean until evening. Underline until evening. And then verse 10, the one who gathers the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. Underline until evening. There are three people here who are declared unclean until a particular time. Hallelujah. The first one is the priest who went to burn. That is the Eliezer standing in for the heavenly hosts and heavenly elements. Do you know that the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that the blood of Jesus was used to cleanse the whole of heavens and initiate the angels into God's new covenant with mankind? So as far as God's covenant is concerned, the blood has to be used to cleanse even the heavenly things. A better sacrifice should be used to cleanse the heavenly things, not the blood of the normal sheep and goats and bulls and heifer and all that. A better sacrifice. So he says that the priest is unclean until evening, and I've told you that it's symbolic of the heavenly elements. So if you read Revelations, you see angels saying that you have redeemed us by your blood. Whew. You have initiated us into a different relationship you want to have with humanity by their representative, their perfect representative, our red heifer, the Lord Jesus. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.com. .org or our offices at number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.